Christmas. Are you excited? Why? A lot of people get excited this time of year. Maybe it's just the holiday cheer, or you're getting a day off from work, or another reason people get excited. Let me think. Presents. Yeah. All kinds of reasons to get excited. Well, a little bit before the first Christmas, there was this man who was really, really, really excited. And he had a couple of reasons to be excited. And the one that you might think he was excited about that, but that was overshadowed by a greater excitement that he had. An excitement that we can possibly share in today. I'm talking about a man named Zacharias. If you're in Luke, from the scripture reading, you're already there. If not, grab a Bible, turn to Luke, chapter 1. You see, Zacharias got a pre-Christmas present. So he was excited. Matter of fact, he was really excited when the pre-Christmas present was born, because he wasn't able to speak for 9 months. So he had 9 months worth of words to let out to express his excitement. Join me in Luke chapter 1. Verse 5, in the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. In other words, they were older than people usually are when they have a kid, and they never had a kid, so at that point in life, it's looking like no kid. No child for Zechariah and Elizabeth. Never had one, no reason to think they're going to have one now, being advanced in years. Verse 8, now while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." What do we know at this point? Zechariah has wanted a child. He's been praying for a child. And now he's told he's going to have one, by an angel no less. Verse 14, "And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he'll be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to return the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." He's very kind there. He calls himself old. She's advanced in years. And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent," in case you don't know what that means, "and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people. You were looked down upon if you didn't have kids. Especially in Israel. Supposed to multiply. Make a great nation, meaning great, meaning lots of people in particular. And Elizabeth saw this as the hand of God. Zechariah knew it was the hand of God because, well, he couldn't talk. Jump over a little bit towards the end of chapter 1, verse 57. Now the time for Elizabeth to give came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great, had shown great mercy to her. And they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, finally, I think he's been making signs for like 9 months, but now he asked for a writing tablet. His name is John. And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him." And his father, the father of the child, who is John. So the father of John, his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying. Now, when a man's seen an angel, and he can't talk for 9 months, and then he speaks, you better listen. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, speaking of his child John, you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. John's excited here. And yes, he's excited that he gets the baby that he's been praying for. But the focus of this passage is not, yay, I get a baby. The focus of his excitement is on, look at verse 72, mercy promised to our fathers. Verse 78, because of the tender mercy of our God. And even Elizabeth used that word, mercy. That's the focus here. That's what he is excited about. Because the mercy of God, the mercy promised long ago, the mercy desperately needed by Zechariah and his people, and all people, was about to come upon the earth. And his son, as exciting as it was to have a baby finally of their own flesh and blood, even in their old age, or advanced years, was going to go before the coming mercy of the Lord. Well, what is mercy? Well, mercy is when you have compassion on someone, when you help someone in trouble, when it's in your power to help them or to do them harm. In the case of us and God, not only is it within his power to help us or do us harm, it's also with His right to visit upon us just payment, punishment for our rebellion against Him, for our pride, arrogance, our selfishness, thumbing our nose, as the saying goes, nanner, 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 but in a serious way with our lives to the One who made us, saying, "You are not my God. I am my own God, and I will do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want. I will do what's right in my own eyes. I will do what pleases me." That was Israel's problem, even though they had God's word telling them exactly how to live as His people, having been delivered from slavery. But there was something they needed that was far greater than deliverance from Egypt. What they needed was there in the promise to Abraham that Zechariah alludes to, the forgiveness of sins, the wiping away of the guilt and the penalty that God would rightly require of us. And Zechariah knew that that time was at hand, and that his baby was pointing to the Lord's coming in mercy. Again, verse 77 and verse 78. Zechariah's baby would go to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high. Verse 68 said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for He has visited." That word is a reference to the Lord providing His people with what they need. And what they need, what we need, what everyone needs, is light. Verse 79, "To give light to those who sit in darkness in the shadow of death." Not light like flashlight or sunlight or lights that are turned on here, but light in terms of understanding that yes, we are guilty of rebellion against God, disobedience, sin, law breaking, pride, doing what we want instead of what is right in the eyes of the One who made us. But He's provided. He's provided forgiveness for that, for those sins, for that rebellion. And that provision is His mercy. And that mercy comes in the baby that Zechariah's baby would point to. When John grows up and there he is baptizing, here comes Jesus. An even more miraculous birth than his mom and dad. Advanced in years, never had a kid, now they're having a kid. But Jesus, born to Mary, no man involved. Virgin birth. John's older by about 6 months. He's baptizing, and when Jesus comes, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Zechariah knew it was coming simply by being told the role his son would play, because he knew, especially Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. He knew that there was a time that the Lord had promised when His tender mercy would be upon His people, and the changing of their hearts, the forgiveness of their sins, and reconciling them to Him. And when John heard what this gift of a baby was going to be doing, he got very excited about the Lord's mercy. Whether you have a baby or not, married or not, whether you're looking forward to gifts tomorrow or not, maybe you have to work tomorrow, I don't know. Whatever excitement people may have about Christmas, the real excitement is the birth of mercy, so to speak. It's not that the Lord wasn't merciful before, but in the birth of Christ, the mercy of God has come in a way that He promised, a way like it had never come before, and in a way like it will never come again. For the One who was born and has already come will come back, but it will not be for mercy. It will be for judgment. That everyone will answer to their Maker, and He will judge the living and the dead. At that point, the naughty or nice list is going to matter. But guess what? Apart from faith in Jesus, we're all on the naughty list. You know whom I'm referring to when I say the naughty or nice list. See, that guy only deals in justice. He makes a list. And if you're naughty, you don't get as much, or you get a lump of coal. If you're nice, you get things. But Jesus deals in mercy, and thanks be to God, because before a holy God, we're all naughty. Whether it's little white lies, or thoughts of such anger towards someone, regardless of the degree from our perspective, any variation from the perfection that is God puts us on the wrong list. The list where we don't want to get what we deserve. And in comes mercy. Jesus. Forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high. Light has come. My son lit the middle candle for us. Candles, you won't find that in Scripture. It's something we do as a tradition. The four red ones reminding us the weeks of expectation. In a circle, because life does not actually revolve around us. It revolves around the Son of God, who is the light of the world. We lit the candle tonight, though it's tomorrow, right? But it's already happened. The light has shone. The greatest reason to be excited far outweighs any vacation time, any holiday food, cookies, or even presents. God has stooped down. Not just here, poor beggar. Here's a quarter. Get yourself, I don't know what you can get for a quarter, nothing. But He stooped down. As low as you can stoop, He took on flesh. That the mercy of God might be manifest, made known once and for all. That any who believe in Him receive forgiveness of their sins. It says of Zechariah, he was righteous and blameless. What does that mean? He had faith. But he still needed his sins paid for. That's what all those lambs in the Old Testament pointed to. And then Zechariah's son John was going to point to the Lamb. The mercy of God. The greatest, the realest, the truest, the rightest reason to be excited. An eternal reason. Join me in prayer. Father, we are so blessed in the circumstances we sit in right now. A warm building, soft chairs, food on the other side of those doors, family or friends, more than we need. And those good things are from You. Even the gifts that we'll give to one another. All that is good comes from You. But the greatest good You finally sent. In the fullness of time You sent Your Son. Your time of mercy has come and is here. Father, have mercy upon us. That we would see the light. That we would continue to look to the light. That is to Jesus Christ. That we would know for the first or continue to know and believe that He indeed is Your Son. Fully God, fully man, who lived the perfect life and died on the cross not for His sins because He had none. But He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of You, Lord God. Thank You that You have sent Your mercy. In the coming of Your Son, Father, send Your mercy upon us. Tonight, as we continue to be here together, tomorrow and each day, may our joy and delight be in your mercy, your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.